Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Section 1 of Selected Poems. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Selected Poems by Leopoldo Lugones. Journey, read by Newgate Novelist. I met upon the road a woman and a man in a tree that genuflected before the wind. Farther on, a browsing burrow, and farther still, a heap of stone. And in 3,000 leagues of my spirit, there was no more than these. A tree, a stone, a burrow, a woman, and a man. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. Autumnal Sweetness by Leopoldo Lugones. Read for LibriVox.org by Newgate Novelist. There is a weeping through the paling trees that shed their leaves along the distant walks. It seems as though our step accompanies a stealthy foot with which the silence stalks. A bird is lost within the distant skies. Within the garden droop the alien flowers, as though they breathed in their expiring sighs some ecstasy of love's relinquished hours. There is a holy light upon the heaven, a twitter from the nests. In its recess, the marble fountain sheds its tearful leaven, a dripping hymnal to forgetfulness. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. The Palm Tree by Leopoldo Lugones. Read for LibriVox.org by Newgate Novelist. When comes the hour I long for, when I shall die of love, then let them leave a palm tree planted my grave above. For thus, when reigns deep silence, oblivion covering all, the trunk, so tall and shapely, will her fair form recall. Its crown of leaves, that sadly droop from their height in air, will be her head's dark sweetness, downbending towards me there. And tenderly the blossoms will strew upon the wind the self-same golden traces her beauty left behind. The flowering tree that stands there amid the desert drear will seem to take her fragrance, the wilderness to cheer, and even the wandering nomad, with soft and quiet bliss, will seem her amber fingers in the sweet dates to kiss. And like a sigh in passing, the twilight breeze that blows among the branches throbbing will murmur of my woes. And my remembrance, grieving forevermore, will be the mystic bird at nightfall returning to the tree. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. Last Roses by Leopoldo Lugones. Read for LibriVox.org by Newgate Novelist. I would expire as do the roses, amid the pallid falling of the leaves, where calmly silence in the twilight weaves. I would go out as one reposes, along the pebbled paths prolonging, adown the old familiar garden ways, the pallor that each falling leaf displays, amid the roses melancholy thronging. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. How the Mountains Talk by Leopoldo Lugones. Read for LibriVox.org by Newgate Novelist. One day to Tupungato came a sound from far away, of waves or of battalions rolling upwards to the height. It rose from out the forests deep upon the swelling slopes to mighty Tupungato, mountain of craters white, who from his veins pours waterfalls, whose peak is like a lance, submerged in dawn light when the sun, with eye of blazing gold, looks from that giant balcony of heaven to explore the moveless host of granite rocks, far-stretching, manifold. And Tupungato, turret of the winds, the home of storms, white like a pillow vast, whereon the age-long dreams repose of countless generations, he lifted up his voice, and all the world around him heard, the sea which darkly flows, the forests where on stormy nights the wind wakes deep laments, the green plains, wrinkled over with cattle where they spread. In his great voice, unwonted for a thousand years to speak, he called to Chimborazo. "Be on the watch," he said. Asleep was Chimborazo, dead pride of conquered faiths, the vanquished, lost religions. That hoary grandsire now was but a corpse, mute, motionless, a pillar of the sky, above a waste of ruin lifting a silent brow. He let 100 winters make white his shoulders broad, and in his beard the condors nest, and rear their fledglings there. In vain the stormy hurricane plucked with its wild, fierce hand at the enormous cataract of his white-flowing hair. The roots of oak trees pierced his sides, the sunsets and the dawns spread o'er his grim and savage pride, their colours delicate. That summit in the distance was terrible to see. When a cloud nimbus veiled his rest, he seemed to meditate. Perhaps the clouds that floated around him were his thoughts. The tempests talked to him, the winds hurled at him insults deep, and in her blooming purity, the dawn upon him smiled. The giant kept the silence of disdain. He was asleep. But when he heard the cry that stirred the mountains far and near, he lifted from his eyes their veil of hoary lashes white. He looked and saw the glaciers of the mighty mountain chain, all flushed and shining, gilded with an ecstasy of light. The ocean calm, the cloudless day, just breaking, diamond clear, the caravans of trees far off, outlined o'er vale and hill, and yonder, almost at his feet, the great fire of the sun. All things were swimming in its light, and all was hushed and still. The frosty summits mingled the outlines of their backs, like sheep that journey in a flock, upon a long march led. the sky its cup inverted above the picture fair, and to the stern, steep mountain, the lofty mountain said, I hear a sudden tempest approaching through the vales, it sweeps on, roaring. It would seem the sea is drawing nigh. The trees are bending, dust clouds vast rise from the troubled plains. Black, shapeless masses surge along, a torrent wild and high. The other mountain answered and said, It is the wind. Heavy with sleep, his brow he veiled among the clouds once more. But Tupungato reared his head far upwards to behold the cause of that broad galloping the mountain echoes bore. Higher it came, all streaked with flame that sparkled in the sun. The mountain on his shoulder huge lifted the arching sky. He saw and spake, 'Tis not the wind, he fancies that in vain. He said to Chimborazo, 'Tis God who passes by. No, it is freedom, bronze and steel have crowned her brow with stars, the flashes glitter keen and bright, far shining in the sun. Then Chimborazo raised his voice above the deep abyss, and, with a crash of breaking rocks, replied, The two are one. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. The Gift of Day by Leopoldo Lugones. Read for LibriVox.org by Newgate Novelist. Amid the glory of the sun, the world a tremble lifts in tossing clouds, and blue, melodious architraves, with towers unfurled like festal banners to the daylight's view. A far prophetic sounds the cock's loud call, Hierophant before the gates of light. Amid his radiant canticle, stirs all his emerald plumage in its joyous might. And every little pebble shines with gold. The harvest fields exhale their fragrant heat. Swept are the woods with waves of shadows old. Day is like bread, a blessing clean and sweet. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. And end of selected poems by Leopoldo Lugones. Thank you for listening.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.